Welcome to the Rock Harbor Podcast. We're so glad you've decided to tune in today. We'd love to stay connected with you, and one of the best ways to do that is through our social media platforms, at Rock Harbor TV. Also, we'd encourage you to download the Rock Harbor app. It's one of the best ways to follow along with today's teaching and the best way to stay connected with everything going on here at Rock Harbor. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Rock Harbor. We want to welcome you to almost 2024. It's amazing that we can gather wherever we are as a church body. And thank you for taking the time to tune in and to engage in worship online, on your TV, on your phone, on the podcast, but you're here with us. And before I talk a little bit more about what's coming up in 2024, I want to say thank you for what everyone did to make Christmas Eve at Rock Harbor amazing. Having eight services and that many volunteers, many of you, you invested your time, some serving at three and four services so people could hear about the life-changing message of Jesus Christ, others inviting friends and family to be there, people taking the shuttle and then serving in all sorts of capacity. Thank you so much. We know for a fact that many people crossed from death to life because of the way that you served so that we could hear the message and receive the hope that comes in Christ alone. So thanks again. Being able to gather online only is incredible. And looking at 2024, I just want to say, let's start it out right. Okay. So on January the 7th, let's all be together in person at 6437 North Treehaven Way, Meridian, Idaho, 83646. We encourage many people, as many as possible, take the shuttle, but be here and be engaged. It's going to be great as we jump into a series starting today called Begin Again. It's all about beginning again. See, maybe you're an athlete, okay? Maybe you've had that, you know, off season, then preseason. It's about beginning again. That new life in Christ, that made new that we talk about. I mean, this last year alone, we had 800 people get baptized as part of our church. Can we take a second to celebrate that? Yeah, how awesome it is to see that many people, one of which was a young guy named Hudson. Now, Hudson's unlike any other. See, most people get baptized in the river when it's warm. But it was October 26th. The weather was in the 40s and Hudson wanted to get baptized. He had some things coming up in a few weeks after that. And he's like, you know what? Before that, I want to be baptized. So we go out there and I'm like, hey, are you sure you want me to baptize you? I would rather pray for you from the shore. And he said, no, I want you there. I want my mom and dad there. And then his brother and sister were there off also, and some friends and family. We got in the water. He took that monumental step, proclaiming Jesus Christ as a Savior and then following him in baptism. It's so amazing. So our kids, I know many of you were baptized this year, and students in Slingshot and Anchor and the Bridge, Porch, couples and families taking this step, moms and dads baptizing their kids, small group leaders taking that step and leading their group in that and then being part of a baptism. You know, how cool is it to see this revival taking place? So when we look back at 2023, some of you want to kick 2023 to the curb. It was a rough one, but others, it was a good year. It was a foundational year. I want you to know that 2024, the foundation we want to talk about is beginning again. Let's start fresh. I want to read a couple of verses out of Philippians 3. Philippians 3, verse number 12. Not that I have already obtained this or I am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, one thing, not 50 things, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. This is a really important verse and verses for what we have going on in our world. So we're looking at 2024, we're saying, okay, what does my personal vision look like? What does my personal mission look like? Well, as a church, we always say our mission statement, right? It's to love and lead one another to be devoted followers of Jesus. That's a perfect mission statement for a church, but it's also a perfect one for us as individuals, to love first, to love first and to lead second, to be devoted, to be committed. In a world where commitment is, I mean, we don't have to look any further, right, than the NIL, like college football, right? Like, hey, you know, what's next? What's next? The level of commitment, it's just different these days. Now, I'm not dogging players that go different places and things can happen on teams, but I'll just tell you, it's a different world of commitment that we live in. So saying, I want to be devoted to the mission of Christ. What does that look like for us? Well, first, it's to love first. To love first, and that we would grow in that love. We'd mature in our love. A maturing love, a maturing devotion. As I've been married now for 25 years, which is crazy. My wife's been married 25 years also. It's just wild. But that love, that devotion to one another has just matured over the years. Tough times, hard times, great times, but it's a growing, maturing love. And when we grow and mature in our love for Christ, we're going to be taking the road that's less traveled. It says that as the days grow, as the days go on, so much so as we see this day of Jesus coming back approaching, there will be more people take the wide road, not the narrow road. It's going to be a challenge. So if we're going to begin again, we got to refresh, like, hey, if this is a new season, if it's a new year, like, what do I want it to start out looking like? Well, that verse that says to strain forward, it's talking about a stretching, okay? I don't know how many of you are into stretching. If you're an athlete, you have to be, right? If you're older like me, you have to be into stretching. This is my back roller right here, okay? I keep it backstage. Here's why. We got five services. So sometimes after the second, I'm like, oh my goodness, my back's killing me, you know, or after the fourth. If it was a tough weekend duck hunting, you know, with waders on and carrying stuff in and out, I'm like, oh, I'm so sore. I go roll out to stretch so that I'm prepared. It's always important. If you sing, there's vocal stretches that you do in order to be able to sing, like as we saw the worship team just a little bit ago. They're singing before they ever even started to let a note out. They're stretching to strain forward. It's as in stretching in a race. It's preseason. In order to perform well in the season, it's how you prepare your body in the preseason. To perform well in the game, it's stretching out and throwing more often so that you can go deeper into the game as a pitcher. Whatever the position is, whatever the sport is, it's all about preparation. And that's what we're looking at 2024 and saying, I want to be prepared. Well, what are we to be prepared for? Well, verse 13 says, the one thing I do. Be prepared for one thing. Have a narrow focus. Too many Christians are too involved in too many things. What our focus is supposed to be on is forgetting what lies behind and straining forward, stretching forward to what lies ahead. So what do we need to be prepared for? Well, as much as we can look back and see where we've been, we need to live towards where God is leading us. Live towards where God is leading us. Have a maturing love, a maturing devotion for what he has set forth for us in 2024. How powerful it is to know that his word is worthy of our attention, to be devoted to his word. See, this is an Olympic year. 2024, Paris. It's taking place, Summer Olympics. It's exciting. It's also a leap year. I was born on a leap year. I always remember Olympic years. And those Olympic athletes, they trained specifically in one sport. Every once in a while, you have somebody that runs track that also does bobsledding, but it's not a winter Olympic year, okay? But generally, they've specialized in one sport in particular. That's where my problem went awry. Like, I was so athletic, and I was such a multi-sport athlete in seventh grade. When I played football, I played baseball, I played basketball, and then I started to play tennis. I wanted to run track, but it actually interfered with planting corn in the spring. So my farmer father said, I don't think that God wants you to run track. Best advice he ever gave me, track to just run, that doesn't sound fun. But anyways, I enjoy watching other people do that. But if I would have focused on one thing, maybe I'd have made it to the Olympics, but I didn't. And we do the same thing in our Christian walk. Now, I'm not discouraging being a multi-sport athlete. What I am discouraging is being involved in way too many things. So when you look at 2024, say, how am I going to narrow my focus? How am I going to seek first the kingdom of God? To have a narrow focus, to stretch, be ready in the preseason. So when the trials come in life, we're ready to attack them. We're ready, empowered by God's word, to move forward. We know what lies behind, right? We've been there, but let's press on to what's ahead. God has great things for us in 2024. I want to pray as we close our time. Lord, I thank you so much. I thank you that your word is worthy of a full focus, that you gave us a perfect example in your son, Emmanuel, God with us, that came to this earth and lived a perfect life, dying a cruel death, but raising again, conquering sin, conquering death so that we could have life. God, I praise you for that. I praise you for new beginnings. Many of us needing a new beginning as we go into 2024. We want to grow even deeper and stretch further and strain forward more in our walk with you as we press into this year. God, let us not be double-minded people that are unstable in all our ways. Let us have a narrow focus on you. We praise you for the work that you're doing in our heart, the work you're doing in our church body. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hey, I want to give you a starting point, okay? A starting point is simply being in God's word. So we have a Bible reading plan that's easily accessible through the Rock Harbor app. It actually is connected with YouVersion. And so it's the easiest way to study scripture together. A couple years ago when we did Sola Scriptura, we studied the New Testament. Then last year, Sola Scriptura, by scripture alone, we studied the Old Testament. This year's Sola Scriptura, by scripture alone, is how we want to live our lives, is the entire Old and New Testament. So it's a bit of a test, but this is a great way to narrow our focus and begin again. So whether you're an adult, you're a student, we invite you to engage with God's word and jump into this alongside your church family. We'd also say the best way to run a great race is to have great running mates, right? To have people that you can run alongside with that can challenge you, they can encourage you. Hey, did you miss today? Hey, let's pick up. Let's just keep pressing on and moving forward. Great accountability and encouragement. So we invite you to have a running mate. And the last thing is this. I can't wait to see you next week. I can't wait to see you in person next week, 6437 North Tree Haven Way. If any way possible, be with us in one of our five services and invite someone with you. Let's start the new year together with old friends and new friends as well.
Well, hey, we believe in next steps and we'd love to help you take yours. So over the last few minutes, maybe you felt the Lord has called you to something new, whether that's prayer, a conversation, or meeting a need specifically. We'd encourage you to DM us on a social media channel or email us at info@rockharbor.tv. Thanks for being here.